Now this morning, I want you all to know that I'm really talking to the confirmands. But the rest of you have permission to listen in. And hopefully that in that process, the confirmands will catch some of the spirit as they prepare to be confirmed here in a few moments, and you too will be renewed in what the Spirit can do for you. I'm also not going to do that alone. I'm going to do that with a little help from Taisha, who I'll wave at you whenever it's time, okay? All right. For the 13 of you today, this is a very important day. As you commit your lives to Christ and to Christ's church, it all began, this confirmation stuff, about 2,100 years ago. The disciples were gathered in an upper room in Jerusalem, in a second-story room, apparently. And the lead disciple, Peter, he decides that this is a day for him to preach, because there are people from the four corners of the globe have come to Jerusalem to to conduct business, but also to celebrate this festival of Pentecost. It was a harvest festival in the Jewish community, and so the town was crowded. Everybody had come to town for the big day. Now, those people that came from the four corners were, like each of you, different from one another, different interests. They were there for different reasons. The Bible also tells us they spoke different languages and were a very diverse group. I read that to mean that, just like we say every Sunday morning here, or most Sunday mornings here, when we say, whoever you are and wherever you are on your faith journey, you are welcome here. Well, that's kind of like they were. They were all welcomed there. And they were all from different places. They were different people. And they spoke different languages. But the Bible tells us, as Aaron read for us, that Peter went out there and began to preach. Now, I have to say to you that every time that I hear this story, I wish that my preaching would have the same results that Peter's did. I have to tell you, I don't think there's going to be any great rush of wind through the doors here, but when Peter preached, it happened. As Peter continued to preach, all of a sudden, did you see the picture that was up on the screens when the scripture was being read? There was those little fiery dots above everybody's head, drops of fire. The Bible says that you could see the tongues of fire touching people all over the place. I think these are beautiful designs of that. I don't think there's going to be any real fires coming in here. I've preached a lot of Pentecost sermons, and it hasn't happened yet. And of course, the most amazing thing that happened that day is that the Bible tells us that over 3,000, count them, 3,000 people committed their hearts and their lives to Jesus Christ. Now, my preaching has converted a few people, I believe, but I'm not yet at the 3,000 mark, even though I wish I were. That was an incredible day in the life of the church. In fact, we celebrate it as the birthday of the church. It was when the disciples stopped looking back at everything Jesus had said and done, and finally accepted what Jesus had told them. If it's going to get done, you're going to have to go and do it. And so they started to build the church and began to be in ministry in Jesus' name. Well, I can't promise you the fireworks that happened on that first Pentecost. But today is just as important for you as it was for those 3,000 back then. This process you've been in of confirmation, you've begun quite a wonderful faith journey. All of you here today have their faith statements in the bulletin. I hope you'll take the time to read it. I read each one of these, and here's what I heard from you. I believe that God is real. I believe that the presence of God in my life can sometimes be found in places that I would not expect. I believe that God gives us energy, power, and strength to get through hard times. I believe in the equality of all God's creation and in treating all people fairly, no matter gender, race, or ethnicity. Excuse me. Now I see God everywhere. I will follow His teachings. I believe that the Bible helps us to understand God. I now have a true connection with God. I believe that the Spirit of God and the Spirit of Jesus is within us all. I believe that faith is a choice. And I believe that God does great and wondrous things for people, and it affects their lives. What a wonderful beginning on your mature faith journey is to make those kinds of statements of faith. Thank you for sharing those with us. And I trust that you will take a look at them and learn from them. But the thing that I want to make sure that you understand this morning is that we've sung some songs about the Spirit. We've prayed about the Spirit. And yet, this Spirit thing is one of the toughest things to understand and to comprehend and to try and live with. But one of the things that Christians really believe in is that the Spirit is alive and well with us today. And by that I mean that God's Spirit is alive and well in you and surrounding you, in caring for you and guiding you. I think there's three places that we clearly see God's Spirit, but you need to be looking for it. One of the obvious places where you can find God's Spirit is right here in church. Now, some people think that this is the only place you can experience it. I don't think that's true, but it is one of the places. In all of our worshiping, in all of our educational programs, in all the service we do, in building friendships here and caring, supportive relationships, in all things that we do for others, God's Spirit is there guiding us to do that. I also believe that God's Spirit can be found in each one of us. God's Spirit provides guidance as we struggle with important decisions. God's Spirit helps us as we cope with difficult circumstances. It helps us with this whole idea of forgiveness, particularly the difficulty of forgiving other people. It helps us grow and mature in our faith. It helps us develop love, joy, peace, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness. And God's Spirit can also be found in the world. Any time that there is a disaster, there are people of goodwill who are prodded by God's Spirit to go and help in the recovery. Every time there is a tragic attitude that creates problems for others, whether it's racism or poverty or violence, like we prayed for this morning. God's Spirit is moving people to go and care for those who've been hurt. But I guess the important thing in all of this is that that gift is now yours. It's yours to take, yours to own, yours to take it into your heart and allow it to guide you today and every day of your life. As you learn, grow in wisdom about God, as you mature in following in Christ's footsteps, and as you live the regular, normal days of your lives, as you continue to learn and grow and mature. In a moment, I'm going to ask you some questions about all of that, and we're going to confirm you. I'm grateful for the experience you've had. I look forward to the experiences you're going to have as you grow as one of Christ's disciples. And Taisha, now's the time for you. Uh-huh. Absolutely.
My faith in God is stronger than ever after going through this confirmation class, because I now feel closer to God. I have faith that He watches over me, guides me. My faith in God will not waver because of a bad day or a bad week. I have faith that God will test me and love me unconditionally. As a Christian, I will always treat others the way I would like to be treated. I will think of others before I think of myself and love them as unconditionally as I can. I will not judge or spite anything on appearance and promise to worship God.
Thank you. So as we prepare for our young adults' confirmation, let's stand and sing. You can't do that. Let's stand and sing.